The new outcasts? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. At the heart of the healthcare debate isn't just the fear that the government will take over our healthcare. There's something even deeper than that. It's the fear of having to pay the bills of people who don't deserve it. The fear that people who actively take care of their health will end up paying for the people who deliberately do not. This case, for example, in Indiana, the State Court of Appeals has ruled that the gourmet pizza shop will have to pay for lap band surgery for one of its cooks, Adam Childers, who was 340 pounds the day he came to work and was struck in the back by a freezer door. Getting hit by the door was an occupational injury, and his employer was responsible for paying for his surgery and was willing to do it, but the doctor said it would be useless to operate on a man who weighs 340 pounds, especially since he'd gained 40 more pounds since the accident and now weighed 380 pounds. He'd need a $20,000 lap band operation first. But wait a second, said the pizza shop. He was obese when we hired him. We're not responsible for making him fat. Too bad, said the court. You pay. And the same thing happened in Oregon, where an obese worker needed knee surgery. Employer had to pay for weight surgery first. This has raised fears that employers may start discriminating against the obese. But that's not all. Should healthcare become a right? Every obese person potentially becomes a walking tax increase. In a nation with a 30% obesity rate, maybe that will finally provide the social pressure that's been lacking. The last people you want on your case are those Tea Party guys. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.